Oh, we have a quorum. We have enough people. Yeah, so just before the break, we were talking about the three different wills of God.
在下课前呢，我们刚刚在说的神的三种类型的意志。
If you're living in the permissive will of God or in the overruling will of God, this means you're under divine discipline.
如果我们是活在这个就是被允许的意志或者是被否决的意志的时候，都代表是我们是在行在神会给我们管教的状态。
And that relates to the different categories of divine discipline. If you remember, we've looked at the way that discipline starts off with warning discipline, and then it becomes intensive discipline, and then you die the sin unto death. That's the worst discipline.
好，我们先知道，就是说，当我们不是按照神的意志在行的时候呢，我们会受到神的三个程度的一个管教。第一种是警告性的管教，第二种是比较严重的管教，第三种就是送你去死了。
If you're in the permissive will of God, you might think everything's okay and God's okay with what I'm doing, but you're going to be missing out on some blessings and you will be punished in some way or another.
如果我们是在第二种这个所谓被允许的意志好的状态的时候呢，我们其实以为神是允许的哦。但其实呢，你已经在失去一些神的祝福，甚至正准备要受到神的处罚。
But then that will progress as the discipline becomes more intense. Here you have the overruling will of God. You know, like God had a special purpose for Jonah, and Jonah ended up suffering tremendously, stuck in the belly of a stinking fish for 3 days. So the permissive will of God.That allowed Jonah to get out into the boat and in the middle of the sea, and then it was turned over, of course.
好，所以像这个第二种状态，就是我们没有按照神的主权意志来做，而是活在被允许的神的意志下的时候呢，我们好像看起来就像约拿一样，神还是让他坐上了船，往了另外一个方向走，但是到某一个程度，神还是会给他一个严重的管教，然后他就可能进入了，就被丢下海里，然后进了鱼肚子里，这绝对不是好过的状态。
And again, we mentioned that if you want to be walking in the will of God, meaning following God's plan, there's only one will here that counts for you, and that's the sovereign will of God.
好，所以如果要与神同行，基本上我们就是必须只看第一种所谓主权性的意志，神的主权性意志，他要我们怎么做。
And what that also means is that if you're praying that prayer that a lot of Christians do, you know, God, let me do your will, that also means you have to expect that you're going to have to change something. Otherwise, it means you're perfect already.
如果你是跟神祷告说，啊，请让我知道你的意志，那你想要跟随神要你做的话，就代表你一定得要改变些什么。如果你不需要改变，那代表你就完美了。
And remember, doing the will of God begins in your thinking, which means you're going to have to change your thinking. You see, the will of God and the way that you walk in the will of God, it's all related to your thinking. So if you're expecting to change, the first thing you're going to have to change is your thinking.
所以所谓呢，你要跟随神而行，哈。很多事情它的开始是从你的思维开始的，所以等于是说你要接受神的意志，你就必须先要改变你的思维。
For example, you need to change your attitude regarding what you're doing in terms of your Bible studies.
比如说呢，你就得要改变你的态度，对于来上圣经课该有的态度。
And you're going to have to have a change in attitude regarding the sins that you're doing.
还有呢，你可能必须要改变你的态度，对于你一直可能有的罪，你要改变你的状态。
And you'll have to expect to change your attitude regarding your priorities, what's important and what's not important.
还有呢，就是对于什么事情重要的优先顺序，你也要改变你对这个你的优先顺序的态度。
If you're not willing to change any of those things, you might as well not pray. Don't bother praying, God, I want to do your will. Just pray to God, God, I want to keep walking the my way highway. Please leave me alone.
如果呢，你根本不打算改变，那你就根本别想要跟随主行，你就别去跟主祷告说，啊，主啊，我要跟随你。那你干脆就不要祷告，你就自己按照你自己的 道路去走吧。
Yeah, if you're really honest in your prayer, you say, God, Father, I don't want to change. I like my sins. I like what I'm doing. So just please don't punish me and hopefully I can live a good life. But that's if you've been honest about it. If you don't want to change, right?
如果你都不想改变的话，你就干脆跟神祷告说啊，神啊，我什么都不想变，我只想祷告，求你不要处罚我。
Let me just have fun in my life, and I want to enjoy my life, and then I'll see you in heaven later.
那就只要让我呢，这个人生过得愉快，我爱怎样就怎样，我死后去天堂再来找你。
Maybe God will allow you to do that for a few days.
也许神会让你这样做个几天。
Okay, but see, Noah, now we're talking about Noah here. Noah was walking in the will of God.
但是我们回到诺亚啊，诺亚却是完全愿意按照主的意志来行事，所以他是与神同行。
And this didn't happen naturally for Noah. So after many, many years of learning doctrine, and he was disciplined. And then after many, many years, now he's how old? 500 years old, I think.
但是我们也不要以为诺亚第一天就能做到与神同行。他这个时候与神同行已经差不多500岁了。在他那之前一定也是常常做错或者是不顺服，然后他就被处罚，然后也被管教等等的哈。到了这个时候500岁的时候，他才成为与神同行的一个信徒。
You have to remember that about all of the great believers that we read about in the Old Testament and even the New Testament, they weren't naturally great people. They had to go through this process.
我们其实在整个圣经里面看到很多伟大的信徒呢，他们其实也不是第一天就这么样的顺服的，他们也是要经历非常多的管教和处罚之后，他慢慢才学习，他不是第一天就那么完美的。
And we see that in this chart here that's up on the board now.
我们现在看一下这个 PPT.
The spiritual advance isn't just a straight line. It has its ups and downs, of course.
所以我们的整个属灵生活的水平不是一条直线向上的，它是会上上下下。
If you're in fellowship and you're applying doctrine, then you can say that you're advancing.
好，如果呢你很认真的学习圣经教义，而且你会愿意执行圣经教义的话，你就是上坡路。
And then whenever you sin, basically your Christian walk, it stops right there. It's like you've fallen over. You're not walking, you've fallen over.
当我们只要一犯罪，我们等于呢，就从所谓一个属灵的生活呢，就掉，属灵的状态就掉下来了。已经没有再跟圣灵同在。
But just because you've fallen over doesn't mean your spiritual life has just stopped right there. You still have that spiritual strength, but you just have to rebound and then you can get up. It's like you get up and you walk again.
所以我们要了解就是当我们犯罪的时候，我们的属灵的这个生活不是就没了，而是它只是有了一个往下坡的状态，但是我们的这个属灵的能力那个力量还是在我们身上的，所以我们只要反弹，对神认罪，他就可以再回复到向上坡的状态。
You could use the analogy of a triathlete. You know what a triathlete is? A triathlete is a person that's involved in what's called triathlons. They do swimming and then cycling and then running.
比如这个，我们来那个听举例，就是好像做三铁的这个训练一样，你要会跑。游泳还有骑脚踏车。
Yeah, and they're a good example because they have to be very fit in many areas, of course.
当然这种三铁的训练呢是要非常非常的精壮的，就是你要受各种训练。
Yeah, one of the ultimate sporting events is what they call the Ironman. This is to test who really is a great athlete in the world. They call the Ironman.
在那个这种三铁训练里面呢，如果你能达到一个程度的时候，你就会被称之为钢铁人。
The Ironman, they have to swim for about 3 kilometers.
一个钢铁人呢，他必须要能够游泳3公里。
Usually in the sea somewhere in the bay.
这种一般都是在海上或者是很大的湖里面去游泳。
And then as soon as they finish swimming, they come out of the water and they get on a bike and they have to ride for about 100 kilometers usually.
那等到三公里的游泳之后呢，还要再骑100公里的脚踏车。
Yep. And when they finish the bike section of the race, then they have to run a marathon. That's another, they're running 40 kilometers.
然后呢，等到这从这个脚踏车下来了呢，还要再跑40公里的马拉松。
The fastest people might take at least 6 hours, I think.
这种铁这个钢铁人的比赛，它里面至少大概要至少六个小时。
So you can imagine these people are very fit and very strong.
所以你可以知道这些人一定非常非常强壮。
But if they're running in the middle of the race, say they're doing the marathon section now, and they fall over, all their fitness just doesn't just disappear, right? They're still a strong person, they just fell over.
所以你想想看，像这样子的这种山铁的这种比赛里面，如果有一个参赛者，他在跑马拉松的时候突然摔跤了，他摔了一大跤，不代表这个人就没了，他还是一样有他一个钢铁人该有的所有的肌肉状态能力都在他身上。
Yeah, just because he falls over doesn't mean he loses all his muscle strength all of a sudden.
就是当他摔了一跤，不代表他的这些肌力都不见了。
Yeah, he just gets himself up, he stands up, and he continues to run.
所以他只要爬起来，继续让他自己有这个斗志往前跑的话，他就又上路了。
That's like the Iron Man's rebound.
这就称之为钢铁人的反弹。
Now, if he fell over on the ground and then he stayed on the ground and he complained and moaned and said, "Oh, life's not fair, and I'm going to give up. I'm not going to do this again." Maybe goes home and just sits and drinks beer for the rest of his life. Then eventually he would lose his muscle strength.
但是如果这个人摔了一跤之后呢，他就在地上翻的不想起来了，然后这边怨天尤人，然后大哭大闹，然后就在那边走路回家。然后再也不跑步不锻炼，然后他就失去了他所有的肌肉的力量。
Let's say he's now so upset with himself, he's quit the race, and he's gone home, he's given up training for, let's say, 6 months.
所以这个人呢，如果他就这样子非常的这个哀怨的哈，回家，然后放弃了所有的运动生命，然后有六个月都不做任何的锻炼。
Yeah, see, now he's really regressing backwards. He's like the Christian that's, we say, backsliding. He's gone into degeneracy.
然后这个时候呢，我们就可以说这个人是完全的已经下坡了，真的不会上来了。
Now, he could always change his attitude and say, well, I want to start, I'm going to try again, I'll get back into training. He'll have to start his training all over again.
可是他当然还是可以改变他的态度，然后把他自己再全部的整装起来，然后跟自己还有跟教练说，我要重新开始。
But again, the first thing that has to change is his attitude.
但是这样的人，他一开这种状况，他就是必须要先改变他的态度，重新让他自己能够振作起来，然后去做所有的训练。那这样的话，他还是有机会向上，变成一个好的一个钢铁人。
And actually, we do have these analogies with sports people in the Bible.In the Bible, it talks about, you know, these comparisons of the spiritual life with sports.
其实在圣经里面呢，还真的有把这种我们的属灵生命跟这个运动健将的这个生命做一个同样的一个相类比。
Now, we just saw the passage, the verse in Genesis chapter 6. It's talking about Noah walking with God.
而这边呢，我们在讲的是诺亚与神同行。
But also Paul and other writers in scripture, they mention about running as well. So running is as you're approaching the end of your spiritual life. You're coming into spiritual maturity.
而保罗呢，他也有把这个我们的属灵生活生命啊，用这个跑步来形容。因为到后来我们就是必须要跑向终极目标，来达成我们的属灵生活的一个成长。
And we see that, for example, we have Philippians 2:16.
比如说我们有这个腓立比二章十六节。
And Hebrews 12:1, it talks about running the race.
还有希伯来书十二章一节，他提到的我们像要奔跑如在赛跑一样。
And in 2 Timothy 4:7, this is really the end of Paul's life.
提摩太二书的四章七节，那这个是保罗已经到了他生命的最后了。
Second Timothy, that's the last letter that Paul wrote, or the last of any of the books of Paul, before he had his head cut off by the emperor.
提摩太后书是所有保罗写的书信的最后一封，就在他 被砍头前写的那封。
And in this verse, 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, I've fought the good fight.
So, 他提到说他四章七节提到说他已经完美的仗打过了。
And I have ran the race, I've finished the course.
那我已经跑完了该跑的路。
And up in heaven now has been reserved for me the crown of glory, I think it was.
而在天堂呢正等着我去接受该有的位置。
This is an interesting statement from Paul because it shows that he knows that he's finished. This is one of the things that the mature believer would recognize. Paul was confident he'd grown to maturity and completed, we should say completed, God's plan in his life.And again, he uses that sporting analogy. He says, I fought the good fight, because he's talking about boxing. So he's won his boxing fight, and he's done his running race, and he's finished the race.
他就是用那个打拳击还有把赛跑这两件事情来比喻他的人生已经到了终结。
Okay. So just getting back to Noah in chapter 6, verse 9, it's talking about Noah walking with God.
好，我们再回到诺亚。就是创世纪六章九节。
And again, that means that he's walking in the will of God. So he's doing the sovereign will of God.
所以呢，诺亚与神同行，就是代表是他是按照神的意志去做每一件事，去走每一步路。
And while still on our review here, we're talking about three kinds of righteousness, and remember, we also had three kinds of sanctification.
而且我们再回来谈，就是说我们有三种的公义，还有三种的成圣。
Okay, now you should have seen the charts that I put through to the line. You should be familiar now, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3.
大家都很熟悉这一张表，就是我们的一个属灵生命的第一阶段、第二阶段跟第三阶段。
And that related also to the kinds of sanctification.
而这也跟我们呢成圣的三个阶段也是一样，同一个差不多一个表。
Remember, sanctification literally means that you've been set apart or you've been put aside for a specific purpose.
我们先说明，再一次说明，就是成圣的意思，它其实是一个就是分别为圣的那个概念，就是你要被与其他的分开。
And the way that God sets us apart at the moment we're saved is he puts you into union with Jesus Christ.
当我们第一一承认了耶稣基督是我们救主的时候呢，神就让我们被特别的放跟耶稣基督放在合一的位置。
And remember that relates to being identified with Jesus Christ, put into union with Jesus Christ, and said you are one with Jesus.
所以他基本上是被认定，你因为你承认了耶稣基督，所以你就跟耶稣基督是合一了。
And in the New Testament, we have this concept many times, this identification, being in union with Jesus Christ.
这个在新约里面呢，有一再的强调哈，就是我们被认定我们是与耶稣基督合一的状态。
The Greek word here is baptizo. This means identified.
所以这个希腊文呢，这个 baptizo 就有点跟那个 baptize。
Well, this is the word they usually write down as baptized, but they should translate it as identified.
就说这个字呢，这个 baptizo 就是我们现在讲的那个受洗啊。但其实它这个字，如果要从希腊文的原意来说，应该是被当作认定来翻译。
Because the way they translate it really doesn't give us the true meaning.
因为你把它翻成洗礼啊，它反而没有失去了它这个字真实的意义。
Yeah, so really, when you see the word baptize or baptizo in Chinese, like 洗礼, it should be translated as identified, which they usually say, I think it's ru gui, gui ru, is it? That's the way that I think the translators that did our documents have translated.
归入吗? But in Chinese, identify, usually we use that as 认定。认定，认就是认识的认，
yeah.
定就是确定的定。
Yeah, but to be like we talk about identification card, ID, right?
Yeah, 身份。
Okay, so that's saying this is me, this is my card.
Right.
And in the same way that Jesus says, you are in me, so you are part of me. It's a difficult concept to bring across, really, but I'll post the doctrine of the baptism into the Lion group and the WeChat.
But we don't know that word.
Yeah, I identify as a Christian. Mm-hmm. So however you bring out that concept, means you are part of that group.
反正这个里面的这个字的意思就是说你被归类为什么的意思。
Anyway, so in that document, it explains it more clearly. But the fact is we're put into union with Jesus Christ. That's what baptism means.
好，所以真正的这个洗礼的这个字，它原始的意思呢，是我们被归入为跟耶稣基督是一体的。
And this is a position that we have. So we can say positional sanctification, as we see on the chart.
而这个呢，也是一个位置，就是你被排入了一个成圣的位置。
I'll give you the verse here, 1 Corinthians 1:2.
好，我们现在来看一下《哥林多前书》一章二节，就是这里面第二句话说，就是在基督耶稣里分别为圣。
Okay, yeah, 分别为圣。So that was sanctified and in Christ. It says literally in the Greek here, we've got in Christo Jesus, so in Jesus Christ.
所以是在基督耶稣里。
Okay, so again, when you look at a lot of verses like 1 Corinthians 12:13, for example, it talks about we're baptized into Jesus Christ. You can see it there. So by means of the Spirit, we were put into one body. See, the one body is the church. And then you have the word here, ye baptist thamen, which is a passive, we identified. If you can explain that.
好，就是说，这里面讲到，就是说，我们的因由圣灵呢，与耶稣基督成为一体，而我们是经由圣灵来受、来洗礼的。这个洗礼其实讲的意思就是被认、归入、被认定、归入。
So that's your positional sanctification of phase one.
好，所以这个呢，就是我们在所谓分别为圣的一个位置，是第一个阶段。
And then phase two, that's the experiential sanctification. You're becoming separated from your sins and becoming more holy because you have truth in your soul.
而第二种呢，是所谓的经验性的分别为圣，那是因为我们有真理在我们的魂里。
And that's what it says in John 17:17, that we're sanctified by the word of truth.
所以在约翰福音17章17节里面，我们呢是经由真理的话语，让我们能够分别为圣。
Okay, so again, yeah, it's the word of truth. That means learning the study of Bible doctrine, and it will separate you from the thinking of the cosmic system.
就是我们如果能够非常认真的学习圣经教义的话，我们就可以从整个属世的系统里面被分别为圣出来。
Yeah, and it will separate you from the temptations of the sin nature.
而且呢，会让你可以从这个我们罪性的这个诱惑中被分别出来。
And it will separate you from the erroneous thinking, the wrong thinking. Actually, it's like a non-thinking when you make decisions based on emotion rather than the word of God.
那甚至呢，也可以让我们可以从情绪中分别为圣出来。
Remember that there's three things which are always going to deceive you or get you making bad decisions.
因为这三种东西，一个是情绪，一个是我们的罪性
and the cosmic system.
还有属世的系统，这三件事情是会让我们从做正确的决定里面，就是让我们不能做正确的决定了。
So you always need to be thinking in terms of truth, and that truth is very different from those three things we just mentioned. So you're separating yourself away from those three things.
所以真理呢，就跟那三件事情是刚好相反的。如果我们能够有真理在我们的灵魂里的话，我们就可以从那三样事情里面被分别出来。
And that's the way that you're supposed to operate until you reach spiritual maturity.
这样这些所谓真理在我们魂里的这个方法可以让我们逐渐的能够让我们的属灵的生命可以成熟。
And again, getting to this chart here, it's a progressive thing. So it's just going to take place slowly, slowly, step by step.
而这个 PPT 上面的这个表就让你可以了解说我们其实我们整个属灵生命的成熟是逐渐逐渐的一步一步小小步的 往上走的
yeah, And another chart we have relates to that. Remember you've got the top and the bottom circles.
然后另外一张表我们也要再回来看一下就是上面跟下面的这两个圈圈
So you have the positional sanctification in Jesus Christ when you believe in Him.
当我们一相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就被摆在一个分别为圣的状态中。
And at the same time that you believe in Jesus Christ, you're entered into this bottom circle. Remember, that's the filling of the Holy Spirit.See, the bottom circle represents the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以上面的这个圈圈呢，是一个我们一信主的时候，我们被放在一个分别为圣的位置。那一种位置是我们会得到一些永恒的关系。可是呢，同时我们有得到另外一种是经由圣灵给我们的一个状态，这就是比较暂时性的状态，就是在下面的这个虚线的圈圈里。
Yeah, your status in the top circle, that never changes from that moment you first made that decision to believe in Jesus Christ. There's actually 39 things here, and you never lose any of those.
所以在我们一信耶稣基督的时候呢，上面那个圈圈呢，就是我们永恒的一个跟神的关系。我们会得到39种礼物。
Yeah, and that includes things like your eternal life, and you're a son of God, and you have the indwelling of Jesus Christ, these kind of things.
哦，那些就包含说我们会变成了神的儿子，我们会有永恒的生命，永恒的未来，等等的这些礼物。
And in the bottom circle, that represents your spiritual life.
但是下面的这个呢，则是这个虚线的圈圈呢，则是在表现我们的属灵生命。
Your phase two, as it were.
这是我们把它称之为第二阶段。
And your objective is to stay in this bottom circle as often and as consistently as possible.
而我们的目标呢，是在属灵的生命中呢，我们能待在这个圈圈里越长越久越好。
Because that's where you have the power of the filling of the Holy Spirit to live the spiritual life.
因为呢，这就是当我们在这个圈圈里的时候，就代表我们是已经圣灵充满。
Now, this is where you're walking with God.
这就是我们跟神同行的时候，就在这个下面的这个虚线圈圈里。
But if you sin, and then you're out in this black blob here, and this is actually walking in darkness. You're not walking with God, you're walking the my way highway.
好，但是呢，当我们犯罪的时候，我们就跳出了这个属灵的这个虚线的圈圈，就到了右边的那个黑色的那一块。好，这个时候我们等于是就脱离了光明，而在黑暗里行走，也就是说在走我们个人自己的路，而不是走神的路。
Okay, so that's given us a few different ways of looking at this concept of walking with God.
好，所以这里面可以让我们更清楚的知道这什么叫做与神同行。
So I think we'll just stop there for a break and then we can move on. So that finishes off chapter 6 verse 9. We'll have a 5-minute break and then we'll come back and we'll go on to the next verse.
好，我们给大家5分钟休息，等一下立刻回来。